Notes from the Upper West Side, a novel by Dan Wrench.
Chapter 115, Birth of a Perversion. So like I was saying, I was trying to find something like an ashtray where I could put the pipe down without Bang noticing I wasn't puffing away and widening my eyes and saying, "Dang, I just loves to drag me a bowl of fresh fire snatch," or some such grifting shtick I would only be saying because I hoped it would leak back to the world of chicks. I know, maybe I should have done that. I usually do. I pretend all the time. And you know what it gets me? Cunt in my face.
"What, you don't like it?"
Bang asked. "Are you nuts? I love it. I just have kind of a sore throat in the smoke, you know." Yeah, I bailed. Shit, I talk a brave game now when it's just me and the keyboard. But back then, I couldn't be the first man out of the closet on this. I needed chicks to think I loved clit sucking at least as much as Parp says he loves it. So I was still doing the same grifting shtick I just a second ago made fun of. To sell my supposed love of cunt flavor, I took another drag on the pipe. Boom! Another coughing fit.
"Holy krell," Bang said. "Don't suck it all the way down like that. Who does that anyway?"
"Cigarette smokers," I choked. "We inhale to the cancer zone. I'll figure out pipes." But I couldn't finish. All I could do was cough.
"So you want to batch some of this up or what?"
"Could you give me a sec?" Cough, 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 fatigue, cough. It was a damn fit, I'm telling you. Finally, with tears in my eyes, "Yeah, great, let's batch some up." Cough. So he showed me the magic steps that led to the creation of cunt backo. It was like he was the old Greek fisherman from that movie where the kid with his shirt always off because it's summer learns to dive for pearls. I saw it a long time ago. Or, this is better, it was like he was an old witch showing me how to make a potion out of toad's ears and lizard balls. Take a pinch of this, and a dollop of that, and two smidgens of this other thing, and shake it all up, and voila! Backo de cunt. "So most of the flavor comes out of that flat tin cylinder marked Chowbella," I said. "I guess that's the blend that tastes most like cunt, huh?"
"It's not a blend."
"Huh?"
"It's what they call a base tobacco. Hey, I've devoted an entire week of my life to this." "Ha, yeah. The legend..." "Hey, is it legend or is it lore?"
"I don't know."
"So the legend is Bobby lit this up and he noticed it was really, you know, what's the word? Rich? Jolting? What am I looking for?"
"Pungent?"
"Yeah," he said, "good one. But he noticed it had a familiar aftertaste. So he tried to bring out the cuntiness with these other tobaccos while settling down the pungent... authenticity, I guess is the word."
"Huh," I said, "and you are there?"
"Yeah,"
he honk laughed.
"Birth of a perversion."
Batching. One for the road. Me and Bang. We were putting the tobacco into little plastic bags with Ziploc tops and putting the bags in little boxes that were colored a kind of greenish iron. Boxes for Alex Kreskohovitz, Bowling Green University. That's the internet for you. E-commerce. How the fuck else would Alex Kreskohovitz ever hear of cunt backo? Much less be able to order it up and have it delivered direct to his dorm. Shit, you kids, you have no idea how we used to live. But something was off kilter. We were two guys performing the exact same deeds, or what you might call tasks, like two one-man bands. We should have been an assembly line. Know what I mean? Each one of us was blending up the tobacco and then putting it in a bag, and then putting the bag in a box, and then going over to this desktop computer and typing up a label, and printing it out, and slapping it on the box, and stacking the box in the corner for the FedEx guy the next day. This is no way to run a factory, I said.
Yeah.
You have no idea what I mean.
You mean we should get a lunch break or something, right? I'm hearing you.
Not even close. I mean, one of us should be blending the road and the other one should be packaging it and someone else should be doing all the label and mailing paperwork.
Like an assembly line.
Yeah.
Except your example has three guys and we only got two guys.
Tonight. But tomorrow it would ideally be two guys and a girl.
Ideally it would be one guy and two girls and you would be home showing dick tricks to your tasty wife.
Ha.
Anyway, your plan won't work tonight.
It's not a plan, really.
It's not?
He honk laughed. What's so funny?
So you only brought up that there was a better way to do it so you could complain about the way we're actually doing it?
No, just pointing out that...
I never thought of that, he said. I just complain whether there's a better way of doing it or not. Especially after the vaginas waltz home.
Okay, I just thought it would help.
And I want you to know we love you for it.
Right then, Whispers walked into the room and looked around. He grinned big.
Whoa. So you guys are really stacking a pile there.
Shucks, Chief, Banks said. Paul here has an idea for an assembly line.
Oh, yeah? You know, I kind of thought of doing that when we started, but it didn't seem like I could get it organized with the people on board. They're great people, but they're volunteers, so they're always going off and doing stuff, and that wouldn't work on an assembly line. There'd be gaps, right? So I thought it would be better if each person did all of the steps. And then if they had to take lunch or go home or get their car out of impound, they could pick up where they left off when they got back.
So how many people do you usually have here at one time?
Working back here, I'd say, six, four, usually. Not always the same people.
How about this then? Why don't you try this out? Just thinking off the top of my head out loud here, I said, but how about you've got, say, five people here, right? You line up three of them on the assembly line and two of them doing the whole thing by themselves the way we're doing it now. Now when somebody splits for lunch from the assembly line, they get replaced by somebody who's doing their own thing the whole thing through. That way nobody misses a beat.
Like understudies, Bang said.
Yeah, Bobby said like he was considering it. But I think you might have missed one important point.
Yeah?
When the person who split for lunch or the drugstore or whatever comes back, then what does the other person do? The person who replaced them on the line?
The person who took their place on the assembly line stays on the assembly line, I said. The person who comes back goes on one-man band duty.
Huh, Bobby said. Not bad, Paul.
All right.
Notes from the Upper West Side is a work of fiction. The people depicted in this work do not exist.
Notes from the Upper West Side, copyright 2023 by Dan Wrench.